Radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Harding Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. And in fact, I want to encourage you right now to quickly go to your phone and call a friend and invite them to tune into the radio station you're listening to, as we will be bringing you the very special message preached by myself and my father, Brother Hardy, Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy. I tell you, it is an eye-opening message you don't want to miss. So I'll be back at the close of the broadcast to tell you how you can get a hold of the copy of Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy. Moving along. Toys. A lot of the toys are directly tied to the New Age. A lot of the cartoons. And a lot of us parents, we don't know. I can't stand to sit down and watch cartoons, so I don't know what they're telling them when they're... I figure, oh, it's a cartoon. See, we think, well, it's animated, you know, it's a little cartoon character, so it must be all right. You know, that's kid stuff. We don't even know. And because we don't sit down and watch it with them, we don't know what they're doing. For instance, Power Rangers. And a lot of people say, but they're good guys. They go around saving people and doing good and getting rid of the bad guys, so that must be good. Wrong. Because they get their power from a force in the universe. Power Rangers was invented in Japan for Hindu audiences, for children of Hindus. Now, the basic premise of Hinduism is that all of us have God in us, and we are attaining to our nirvana, our expression. We're going to lose, one time we're going to lose all consciousness of this earthly person, and we're going to join, I don't know if it's lights or energy, or it's some kind of energy out there in the universe, and we are going to be as God. And everything, transcendental meditation, and a whole lot of that stuff is all out of the Hindu religion. A whole lot of the things that America is importing is nothing but Hinduism with a new dress on it. And the Power Rangers, they get their power and their energy from some force out there, but it's not the Holy Ghost. It's not Jesus Christ. It's not the Almighty God. It's some energy and some force out there. How many say amen? And so you see, all of these things are setting our children up when they're little, so that when they get older, that they will accept a whole lot of this New Age stuff. Well, you know, you've got the God in you, and you can get in touch with the God in you, and a whole lot of that biofeedback and all of that stuff is all tied together. And I don't have time to bring it all out this morning, but some of the things I have read have just made my hair stand up. A lot of these things. I mean, I'm going to be frank with you. What looks more demonic than a gargoyle? What is a gargoyle? Is that something they just now came up with in the 1990s to make toys? Gargoyles go back to ancient civilizations. All the way back to the time of the Egyptians and the Incas and all of these people. If you go to these ruins in Egypt and in South America and all these places, and you see these broken monuments and temples, what is on the top of them? Gargoyles. And what were they for? They were to scare off evil spirits. You don't need a gargoyle. You've got the Holy Ghost. But that's what all these things are. And all they are is the devil is brainwashing our children through what we think is innocent child's play and introducing them into the demonic world. How many say amen? Amen. Why, you know, if you really just stopped and looked at them, they ought to scare a kid. I mean, that ought to, you want to give it to a child? It ought to scare the daylights out of them just to look at it. These trolls and all this thing, they're just demons. They're not just innocent child's play. And now they've got trolls that got a light in their belly. And if you push it, it'll give you good luck. You're quiet, some of you. But it's the truth. We've got to be aware of this. I remember when my daughter was in the Baltimore Public County School, which she's not now, but I couldn't believe it. Now, it didn't happen at her particular school, but in another school just a little over in the county, They had told the children, now before you take your test, we want you to close your eyes and we want you to visualize a wizard. And you say, you visualize them in your mind and you say, wizard, help me on this test. Wizard, I invite you to come in, come into my mind, come into me and help me to do this test. And furthermore, the teacher says, anytime, not just when you're getting a test, but anytime you feel troubled, unhappy, or sad about anything in your life, just get by yourself and close your eyes and invite the good wizard to come and help you. Parents, you better beware. A lot of toys today, now we all know about Ouija boards, they've been around for generations. But now there's so many things you've really, really got to check. There are so many toys around. I remember now my daughter was in the fourth grade. Now that means they were 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds, fourth grade level. And she got invited to a sleepover to one of the girls in her little class. And I said, no, you don't spend the night with non-Christians. I'm sorry, but they're nice. I don't care how nice they are. I don't know them. I don't know who comes in their house. No. Don't even ask me, no. In fact, there's some Christians you're not going to spend the night with. So, you know, she didn't spend the night. She knew the answer was no, but you know how kids are. They're going to ask you anyway. So anyway, she didn't go. Another little girl that she was kind of close with who, I don't know if they're born again, but at least they were God-minded and went to church. Her mother let her go. Well, Monday they all come back to school and they're all the little girls are like, yeah, we did this and we did that and we did the other. And they proceeded to tell how that they sat up that night and did the Ouija board. And the one little girl who, like I said, is kind of God-minded, she was terrified. She was petrified. She knew that was not right. And I said to Sarah, now do you see why I'm so strict? I mean, I never had any intention of letting her go. But if she had worn me down and I had let her go and she'd have come back and told me that, I would have been devastated. And who's to say it wouldn't have opened up a door for a spirit of fear and torment to follow her the rest of her life? You better be careful. Someone in our family one time, I'm sure they didn't think about it. They weren't saved. Said, I'm going to get Sarah an electronic diary so-and-so for Christmas. It's a couple years ago. I said, oh, okay, yeah, she'll like that. You know, little girls are into that writing her diary thing at her age. Okay, yeah, that sounds cool. Well, later on, she changed her mind and for whatever reason didn't get it. Well, I was so glad. At the time, I didn't know. I found out later that this electronic diary tells you your fortune every day. There are alarm clocks that will wake you up in the morning and tell you your fortune. And now I'm sort of moving into the thing about decor. You would be surprised at the things in your home that have a New Age connotation. A lot of things now are astrological. You may think that you're wearing a moon pin or a star pin. You don't realize the ramifications behind a lot of the jewelry and a lot of the decor in our homes. You've got to be careful. A lot of the African things that you buy, and I am not putting down Afro-American culture. A lot of the Indian things that you buy. Do we have any Indians here today? I'm talking about Asian Indians. Well, for that matter, Native American Indians. A lot of these things are rooted in idolatry. And you bring them into your home. And you don't realize that it's opening the door for demons to come into your home. You don't realize it, but you need when you go back home to begin to look for some of these things. I remember one brother who had a ministry in deliverance told about how that this woman was having a terrible time with demons and she couldn't get set free. And he says, well, it's time to look in your home and see what's going on. So they went to the house and they thoroughly searched the house, and he, having this kind of ministry, knew what to look for. And he really didn't see that he could see anything that was an offender. But then they were like, they felt this presence. They definitely felt the Holy Ghost inside and let him know there was evil there. And so he and another brother had gone, and finally they felt to walk out of the house, and they were walking in the yard and the patio, and they're praying and speaking in tongues. And they just, before they knew it, they walked over into this like bushy area that was like overgrown, where they hadn't really kept the yard up and let it overgrow. And before you know it, something just drew them there. When they began to push back the bushes, there was a big, I guess like a fountain or something, a Buddha.
And they got rid of the Buddha, and then they went and cast the evil out of the house and cleansed the house, and the problem was over. So there are a lot of things. I got a catalog, and I threw it away, and now I wish I had saved it. But I didn't even want the catalog in my house. I thought, what is this? I don't even have my name got on this mailing list. The whole catalog was merchandise of New Age stuff for your home. I mean literally from alarm clocks to curtains to bath mats to light switches. You name it. You think of it. You imagine it. They sold it. All kinds of items, jewelry and all of this thing. You have to be aware of these things. A lot of the jewelry is nothing but really amulets that they use to ward off evil spirits. You better be careful. I know that I have a lot of beautiful pieces that's been given to me, and you see a lot of them out in the cases, of the beautiful ebony wood that's carved by the people in Africa. And it's beautiful. And I've got elephants and different things, and I love them. But you know, this one piece someone gave me, it was to hang on the wall. It was a ripe piece. And ebony is beautiful wood. It's very expensive. You see that stuff in the malls. It's not cheap. But it was like a mask, but sort of like a demonic look to it. But you know, I looked at it as a piece of art. You know, it's art. And I hung it in my living room. You know, after a while, one day I said, Lord, I want to know if there's things in my house. I want to know, because I did find a lot of problems in my house through the years that I had to take care of. And one day I just looked at that thing and I thought, now if I don't look at it as a piece of art, and I just look at it, it looks like a demon looking at me. And I had it right in my living room where you walk in the front door. I said, it looks just like a demon. And I went and took that thing off the wall, took it outside, put it in the trash can, and went and got a picture of Jesus and hung it up there.
Amen. I trust that you have been spiritually awakened by this hard-hitting but timely message, cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. Have you ever given thought to the many ways that you could be opening up the door to the demonic to your home? Through music and television, through books, jewelry, and even your children's toys? With the rise of the New Age and occultic influence in our nation, the enemy is finding an open door into many Christians' homes. But it's time to slam the door in the devil's face and evict your home of the evil. Because, friends, before you can bless and consecrate your home to God, you've got to first evict the evil. When the Lord gave us this message a few years ago, we found out that it's become one of the most popular of all of our audio teachings that we offer through R.G. Hardy Ministries. And we want you to have this message for your very own. It is available on both audio cassette and CD. You can receive the two audio cassettes, the complete message with my teaching, followed by preaching and a prophetic word by Brother Hardy, as well as instructions and a bottle of anointing oil that you can use to anoint your home. The two audio cassettes with the oil and the instructions are $15 postpaid. Or if you prefer it on CD, you will receive the two CDs with the oil and the instructions for $20 postpaid. Please ask for the Spiritual Leprosy series, and please let us know whether you want the audio cassettes for $15 or the CDs for $20. You may order your cassettes or CDs from R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203.
Or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.